When Pat Matthews retired 2 years ago, she decided to move to a retirement home. In her late 60s, with declining health, she wanted a place where she could receive increasing levels of care as she grew older. One other thing, she wanted to bring her partner of nearly 20 years, Carol Bosworth. Matthews says at the first place they visited, that was a problem.
They didn't say we couldn't come, but they said that we would be best off there if we were sisters. And we crossed them off our list because that's not the way we want to live. We want to be honest about who we are.
Matthews and Bosworth found a more receptive audience here. This is the Rose Villa Retirement Community in Portland. And when the pair told their story to Rose Villa CEO Vassar Bird,
I couldn't believe that in this day and age that would happen. I was absolutely shocked beyond belief.
Bird not only welcomed the couple, but she set about making sure Rose Villa was as hospitable as possible to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT, seniors. But experts say Pat Matthews and Carol Bosworth's story isn't terribly unique. Hillary Meyer of the National Resource Center on LGBT Aging says actual discrimination is compounded by deeply internalized fears of older gays and lesbians. She says they came of age during a time when homosexuality was more widely frowned upon.
Older adults now have lived with this historic discrimination and stigma, and they have a tremendous fear, of course, of service providers carrying that into their work.
Meyer says one of the biggest barriers that senior living facilities face is simply a lack of cultural competency among staff.
Let me give you an example.
Typical case, an elderly lesbian grows infirm. She has no immediate family and moves into a nursing home. And
the staff at the facility dresses her in dresses and other very feminine clothing. This obviously can be very disconcerting to a woman who has not worn a dress in 25 years.
In Portland, there's an advocacy group that's helping to train retirement home staff. Maya Chamberlain directs the Gay and Gray program. She says it's not enough for a facility to call itself gay-friendly.
Are they providing health insurance for same-gender couples, for their employees? Is the price the same for a married couple as for a same-gender couple? Have they had training specifically around the challenges of that population?
Arguably, one of the most gay-friendly senior living complexes in the nation is just outside of Portland in the suburb of Gresham. Rainbow Vista is a 55-plus apartment complex that proudly bills itself as 100% gay-owned and operated.
Oh, hi. She's real friendly.
Don McClure moved here from Central California 6 months ago with his partner, Doug Shuker. McClure says the pair spent months investigating retirement options before settling here at Rainbow Vista.
It was important for me that I could have a gay community, a place that I felt safe and I could be myself, especially as I start the aging process.
His partner, Doug Shuker, says they wanted what a lot of older people want, to be surrounded by people just like them.
This place is 100% gay at this point in time. But if somebody over the age of 55 wanted to move in here and they weren't, you know, judgmental and bigoted and everything else, they'd be just as welcome here as anyone else is.
Space that's pretty large. And this, in the springtime, this is all daffodils and tulips and what have you.
Back at the other retirement community I visited, Rose Villa, Rod Dolan says he and his partner weren't looking for a gay retirement home. They just wanted a place where they would be accepted for who they are. By his estimation, they're one of about three same-sex couples at the sprawling retirement facility that overlooks the Willamette River.
People were actually glad to see us, and they weren't saying, oh boy, here's our gay couple. They were saying, well, here's our new resident.
Pat Matthews says she considers herself fortunate to have ended up at Rose Villa. She and Carol know things could have turned out for the worse.
Some of our gay lesbian friends that are older than us have chosen to stay home because they don't trust what they might find.
That's not unusual. According to experts on aging, people who provide services to gay and lesbian seniors say the fear of rejection keeps many from seeking the care they need. And while it's nearly impossible to quantify, advocates for gay seniors say an increasing number are going back in the closet in order to find a retirement facility that will accept them. I'm Chris Lehman in Portland.